It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm John Idsty. This week, we're speaking with ordinary people who are adapting to changes in the economy. Robert Woolley is a California tree grower. He sells peach, cherry, and almond trees to commercial growers and shade trees to home garden centers. Lately, Woolley says, demand for his trees has been falling.
But the dramatic change has been in fruit trees. This year, we're seeing a drop-off by about half of what we're used to selling.
Woolley sells to commercial growers who rely on labor by Mexican and Central American immigrants. And Woolley says with a crackdown on immigration, his buyers are concerned they'll face a shortage of hands to grow the trees and harvest the fruit.
The word we're getting from growers is they can still find enough people to do the most urgent jobs. It's kind of like triage. Every day, growers decide what is the most urgent thing to do and focus resources there. We're just on pins and needles in California, and people we talk to across the country in agriculture are concerned.
So how are you adjusting to this new environment? What kind of changes are you considering?
We're adapting by planting fewer nursery trees. We're reducing our seasonal and year-round workforce by a small percentage to adapt to this lower demand. But we're also in the process of planning for a major restructuring if things get worse, either selling off land or, more likely, we would devote some of our nursery ground to orchard crops. And once an orchard is planted, it's very difficult to go back to nursery stock.
And you would go to an orchard as opposed to a nursery because it's less labor-intensive?
Oh, yes. A tree in a nursery row requires something like 15 separate hand operations during the year. If we plant almonds, it would require a fraction of the amount of labor. Mm-hmm. Of course, the returns would be less, and there's only so many acres of almonds that can be planted before the thing is overdone. But it would probably be the most likely choice for us because it is the least labor-intensive of what we grow in the valley.
What about your bottom line?
Certainly, if we've suffered a reduction of half in sales of fruit trees, we'll be happy to break even. And as we adapt with a smaller growth, obviously that will be a smaller return.
But you think you can survive?
Oh, yes. I'm confident we can survive. I'm not happy about downsizing or restructuring because we're quite proud of the number of jobs that we supply in the valley.
How many jobs does your business provide?
Well, we have over 100 year-round employees, and we peak at about 300-plus seasonal workers.
And how's that going to change in the new environment?
Well, it might be 85% of that in a downsizing. And if we restructured, it could be 25% of that if we went to largely growing orchard rather than nursery stock.
Have you ever seen a situation like this in the nursery tree business?
No. In my career, I've not heard growers complain about not being able to find people to get the work done.
What would you say to some of those folks who are very concerned about illegal immigration and want to see enforcement stepped up and feel like it's necessary for the security of the country?
Well, I would say I agree with concerns about illegal immigration, but the fix needs to be comprehensive. The problem with immigration has been going on for decades, and to simply close the border without changing other policy is going to damage our economy.
Do you think that the lack of labor is going to be felt by the consumer in the supermarket at some point? They'll end up paying more for their fruit.
I think that's inevitable.
Well, thanks very much, Mr. Woolley.
Well, thank you.
Robert Woolley runs the Dave Wilson Nursery outside of Modesto, California. Tomorrow on Morning Edition, how one North Carolina manufacturer feels the tug of the global economy.
The world's coming closer together. There's more infrastructure development. Countries are becoming more open. Economies are more privatized.
That's tomorrow.